the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, tell the sons of Israel to turn back and camp in front of Pi-Hahiroth between Needle and the sea. You shall camp in front of Baal-Zephon, opposite it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the sons of Israel, they are wandering aimlessly in the land. The wilderness has shut them in, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will chase after them. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled Pharaoh, his servants had a change of heart toward the people, and they said, what is this that we have done, that we have let Israel go from serving us? So he had horses harnessed to his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 select chariots and all the other chariots of Egypt with officers over all of them. So the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he chased after the sons of Israel as the sons of Israel. But Moses said to the people, do not fear, stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will perform for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see them again, ever. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent.
Then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward. As for you, lift up your staff and reach out with your hand over the sea and divide it, and the sons of Israel shall go through the midst of the sea on dry land. And as for me, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And I will be honored through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I am honored through Pharaoh, through his chariots, and through his horsemen. Then the angel of God, who had been going before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. And there was the cloud along with the darkness, yet it gave light. Took up the pursuit, and all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen went in after them into the midst of the sea.
The army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and brought the army of the Egyptians into confusion. He caused their chariot wheels to swerve, and he made them drive with difficulty. So the Egyptians each said, "Let me flee from Israel, for the Lord is fighting for them against the Egyptians."